This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Living on Purpose, Lynn here with the great opportunity to speak with Victoria Fenner on September 18th, 2014. We met at the National Campus and Community Radio Conference in Ottawa in 2006.
Seems like such a long time ago now.
You were doing sound workshops. I went on a walk around downtown Ottawa with you and some others just listening as you recorded the sounds. And I loved that. And that was the time at which I was becoming aware of how new podcasting was. It was cutting edge. I mean, there were only a few people doing it. I'd been doing my live show for a couple of years. You and I kept in touch sporadically, and I was aware of you continuing to do workshops and a lot of things with audio. So let's get a review of your connection with the Rabble Podcast Network. How long have you been involved? And tell us about your recent assignment.
Well, I have been involved with the Rabble Podcast Network since very close to the beginning. I was just looking up when the first Rabble Radio went on the air, and it was the spring of 2005. I was asked by Wayne McPhail, who is well known, he's the one who really started the podcast network, so he asked me if I would like to do a podcast. And so my first podcast, The House of Sound and Story, went on the network in the fall of 2005. And because of various changes in my life and that kind of thing, I didn't keep that one going for very long, but it's still there, and I still think it's a great title. Charlotte Scott, who was the first Rabble Podcast Network executive producer, came up with that, so I'd like to thank her for that. I also have a current podcast, which I don't do often enough, called The Roaming Ear, Around the World with a Microphone, and the premise of that is most people go on vacation with their camera. I go on vacation with my camera and a microphone, and I do sound portraits of places. And so The Roaming Ear is about sound portraits of places where I've been. Have not done a new episode for a while because they're really, really sound rich and production intensive. But I spent 5 weeks in Montreal and I have a bunch of sounds and I'm ready to do a sound portrait of Montreal and add to that collection. So that was 2008, 2009. And then I was very, very, very happy, delighted, in fact, to be offered the job of the executive producer of the Rabble Podcast Network this past April. So my association with the podcast network has been ongoing for a lot of years, and I am really, really happy to be able to deepen my relationship with Rabble and with the podcast network specifically.
Congratulations to you, and definitely you're bringing a rich array of information and tips and guidelines to the Rabble Podcast community through the email. I know that it's helping me to fine-tune my approach to podcasting and interviewing, you know, just the presence and responsibility we have in presenting information in an audio format to listeners.
I'm happy that you love what I'm bringing, and I try to do more and be responsive to my podcasters so that I can meet their needs and help the podcast be better and better and better all the time.
Yes, it is an exchange, because as we absorb what you're offering, you know, we're coming back with our ideas and confirmations or further information. So it's all very educational and enriching. Thanks for mentioning about the 10 years coming up of Rabble itself, is it?
No, Rabble was on the air a few years before that. And Rabble was actually quite a groundbreaker in terms of our presence on electronic media, because Rabble.ca was begun as an online magazine long before any other online magazines were happening in Canada. Now they're all over the place, but Rabble was one of the first. The Rabble Podcast Network was the first podcast network in all of Canada. So there's a lot of things that we're doing that are not just forward-thinking in terms of the content that we cover, but also in terms of spotting the trends and saying, okay, this is the next big thing, and we want to do this technically because it's a new way of delivering stories.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to be part of the Rabble Podcast Network community. It's amazing. And 2015 is going to be an opportunity to celebrate 10 years of the Rabble Podcast Network and add the whole organization to the celebration for sure. Victoria, you've mentioned a few ways that you're contributing to the Rabble Podcast Network over the years. So could you just give us a little overview of where we can find those contributions?
Sure. Go to www.rabble.ca. Go to the tab that says podcast. If you do want to hear my podcast, you can do a search under The Roaming Ear, and also I produce two podcasts on behalf of the Rabble Podcast Network, Needs No Introduction, which is a collection, is called Fresh Ideas from Speakers of Note, so lectures and presentations by some of the best thinkers and speakers of our day, and also our flagship show, Rabble Radio, which was the first podcast that was up on the air, on the site, I should say. I'm a radio person, so I always say on the air. But we're still on the air because we need air to get the signal to us, right? So anyway, so you can go to those places, and we have a lot of other great podcasts. I just want to throw a shout out to all of our podcast producers who are putting out amazing material on a biweekly or monthly basis, and it's a lot of work, and we have some great talent there. So thank you very much.
Victoria Fenner, thank you so much for this opportunity to have a little chat with you and include that on the Living on Purpose podcast. That's just fantastic.
Thanks a lot, Lynn, and have a
okay.
lovely day. And
thanks a lot. Bye-bye.